Okay, let's reconvene our meeting. I think we're at the part where we're going to talk about the work plan. It's in your binder. Of course, there's the first page where we talked about the background document that we've worked on and our guiding principles that we just finished up. And, of course, the recommendation list for the state and federal is not, that's still a work in progress. So, Nils, maybe just a little, share a little bit with us and on this, and then we'll go to the second page.
Sure.
You're going to psychoanalyze it, right?
Right. So reverse engineering this. So I guess, you know, I've, at least for the planning and infrastructure group, and we've been working off this work plan, noting that we've got the Arctic definition. So we've focused our efforts, and I guess my thinking has been around the geographic definition of the Arctic. And so I think that one question in front of us right now is this how we're defining the Arctic, and do we want to have more of a discussion about that? So I think that's one maybe preliminary question that we have in front of us. The second is really the, here's the preliminary report that we're delivering to the legislature in January is laid out here with four component pieces. So I think the second question is, do we have a common understanding of what this report looks like? And I think what we just heard is that we don't, that we've been working on the state of Alaska's Arctic. This is the background document that groups presented on this morning. This is the gathering of information. That from here, my understanding is that, you know, we continue working as work groups to flesh that out, but also move into recommendations, and that some of this work can also be further developed by the executive director and staff. Second, the guiding principles, at least described in this work plan, we're establishing a vision for Alaska's Arctic, which we just did. And I don't think it should surprise us that it is very similar to our vision for probably all of Alaska, and maybe we can further delineate that. But this is really the guiding principles in this context was for how future discussions can relate back to balancing, you know, what we just described, balancing economic and environmental stewardship, focusing on cooperation, safety, et cetera. So I think the goal there was to have these vision statements available so that as work groups get into the recommendations, they can check their recommendations against these values that we see represented. So that was why this is the second part and then just completed. The next step then is moving into a list of recommendations both for the state of Alaska and the federal government. Representative Osterman brought this up this morning. That we should be clear in who we're delivering this to. And a lot of the work group efforts so far have covered a lot of ground. And a lot of it, too, has been focused on federal recommendations. So we've, at least in this work plan, it's been split out between state of Alaska recommendations. What are we proposing to the Alaska State Legislature for follow-up? What are the findings from our report? And then also some other separate communication to the federal government, acknowledging that it will all be read by all people, so we should have a broad enough understanding of audience that everybody can get into that. So next steps from here, that working groups wrapped up with their background documents and begin or continue working on their recommendations, and it sounds like those are what we need to establish some criteria around for how we establish those recommendations and what they relate to, and then also extract from current efforts and those efforts, the federal aspects, so we can split that out a little bit. So that's my understanding of the work plan.
Yes, go ahead, Kathy.
Mr. Chair, I just refer back to the enacting legislation that created this commission, and this is a report to the legislature. It doesn't say anything about us unilaterally forwarding it to the Fed. That's up to the legislature to determine what they do with this, if you read the legislation that created us. So I think we have to be a little careful there, that we're not overstepping our authority. though I don't think there's anything wrong with saying these are what we need to recommend to the federal government.
But you bring up a good point, but at the same time we have, because if we want to develop a coherent Arctic policy for ourselves, for the legislature, and then in partnership with the Governor Parnell's administration, is that we're going to have these ongoing conversations, and yes, maybe in January is we present these, and these are recommendations that that'll go to our federal counterparts, and and we're going to have our recommendations to the legislature. Maybe that should be the first one. Is okay. These are recommendations to federal. Can we send those forward? These are recommendations that we'd like the legislature say. These are some chores that we'd like you to approve, or you know, like whatever they are, whatever we decide between now and then. I agree with that. Yes. But within the resolution, though, is that I think that, though it maybe not be spelled out specifically, is that it's the commission's job to put itself on behalf of the legislature in the best position with its federal counterparts and its and the governor's administration to move forward. So I think we should act like we're going to send the recommendations because they probably will want us to. Our colleagues. So, Lawson?
In this flow, in this process, when I was involved in several of the working groups, we tried to tease out the policy issues before we even came up with any magical recommendations. And so I see we're jumping from background, and I didn't think what we agree on policy issues is necessarily background or necessarily recommendations. And I thought our task was, in fact, to tease out with our expertise and our interests, what are Alaska's Arctic policy issues, and maybe some national policy issues, I don't know. But that those aren't necessarily, to me, recommendations. We sift through those, and maybe I don't know. So I didn't, in the flow now, we went, I don't know if that's background. I don't know. We went to the background paper, and I think eliminated the policy issues, because the background is background. It's informative, useful, staff could do that. Lots of folks could do that, but it's looking at all of that background and then coming up with policy issues, which I think is what we haven't done yet, or we started to. Maybe it's semantics, but I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, I think, Sarah Giesel, your suggestion for that this should be funneled through the Alaska Legislature for the federal recommendations or whatever actions we have been talking about, I think maybe we could, if you can suggest some language for how we want to do that, or might be helpful. And I guess what I mean, we talked about a preamble in here. I think having some direction as to how we fit that list of recommendations into something that we can present to the Alaska State Legislature, and if you could give us some direction on that, that would be great. So that's one aspect, maybe as a follow-up from here. And then, so Lawson, I think, so instead of recommendations, you're suggesting that really we're making policy statements, right, as a next step?
Yeah, statements or issues, I don't know, however we want to call them.
Yeah.
It seems like that's not background per se, that's our review and analysis of the whole range of issues and which ones we think are important that really focus on Arctic policy, and then from those we would make recommendations. But I don't know, it is all related. I don't think it's background now, but it's our exercise with the commissioners.
Okay, Nikush.
So are you suggesting that there be an intermediate stage where you consider what the gaps are, what they...
Can you hear me now? Okay. So are you suggesting there be an additional step between the background and the policy recommendations that would identify what the issues are? Is that what I'm hearing? Is that correct?
At least from what we were doing initially in the working groups, I'll just speak for Homeland Security and maybe transport. We were trying to tease out what are all the issues of importance, and then from those we would key on a few recommendations. It was just one extra step there, but I don't know, maybe Chris or others would, but we have actually issues in short-term, long-term.
And our oil, gas, and minerals have done the same thing. Our next section, I think, is called considerations, the issues that we see. And then the final, I forget what the third subject large heading is, but we have bullet points, a few bullet points of action items. You don't see those because we weren't asked for those today.
Yeah, and if I think that we're getting there, I guess, is an easy way to put it, is that, you know, there's a lot of things that we had to, for most of us, we had to educate ourselves on and find out where we were going to go. So the background document's important. The recommendations are going to be important not only to the legislature, but at the same time, we're going to want to have recommendations to the federal government because we just said it in the room over here. We want to have a cooperative partnership to engage in Arctic policy. So, at the next meeting, what we briefly talked about there is that, like we had this morning and like we had late last night, is that the commission needs to have face-to-face conversations about all these things, and instead of having closed-door policy team meetings where you talk about it, we just need to do it. And I think a two-dayer in Fairbanks that is light on tours and light on presentations, that we can get there.
I mean, I actually think the exercise in producing the letter that went to the Secretary and National Security Advisor has, in fact, lots of issues and considerations that the working groups came up with.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't have background. It has what I thought we were doing with the working groups. And so, not that we have to be completely consistent with what we sent up there, but we should use that excellent document synthesis to tease out, or maybe in our further discussion of the considerations, policy issues.
Right, and for this letter that I just talked to Brandon here a few minutes ago, is the sooner the better we get this letter that asks those three basic questions that we talked about last night, is the sooner that we're going to have this opportunity to look at their preliminary findings before they even begin to be final drafts. And so that's going to help us for the Fairbanks meeting. So, I think that there is great opportunity here to have some policies generated out of the Fairbanks meeting. I guess I'm repeating myself, but I feel comfortable with that. Bryce?
So just on tracking the conversation here, Bob, is the intent to once again focus on this work plan in Fairbanks to get a sort of a better understanding among the commission as a whole in terms of the work plan itself, but I'm getting the sense, and I wasn't here the entire week, so maybe I'm a little bit off track, but I'm getting the sense that we have more than one goal that we're trying to meet. I mean, the overarching goal is to report to the legislature in January, but there's also this sideline goal of trying to influence the federal process by coming out with some specifics that maybe the commission at this point is not sure about. Am I paraphrasing that correctly? Because I look at this work plan, and I'm not sure that, I don't think we've discussed this as a commission yet, number one, and I know we're in the process of doing that right now. But there are a couple things that I would echo my colleague to my left, the points that he raised about the specifics, that I'd recommend that we have a little more discussion on in Fairbanks.
Absolutely.
Just so I'm clear on that.
Right, but on the second page is, you know, we sort of detail a little bit more about what we got to do over the next several months to deliver on January 30th. You know, is that after this meeting, you know, in the September bullets, should we add more chores to the teams? In the October meeting is that we're not just going to go over recommendations list. We're going to spend 2 days vetting a potential Arctic policy
issues, considerations.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to debate it, because I sensed it this morning. I'm hearing it from others that probably one of the best conversations that we've had lately was this morning, and the last hour yesterday. Because we were talking about things that we need. You know, when we were talking to Brandon, we wanted assurances, and so he told us how to ask for them to the highest level at the White House. And then this morning we talked about work that you've got with the commission, the teams have already done. So I think we can move forward here with good speed. Yes.
Mr. Chair, you say this sentence a few sentences ago about adding more tasks to the team leaders, and I have some concerns about that in light of the fact that, well, let's see, one, two, three, there's three team leaders here. There's a lot missing, and when we've had our conference calls for each team to report in, many have been very sparsely attended by team members, sometimes team leaders. I'm just speaking for myself as a legislator. By the time October rolls around, I'm preparing for the upcoming session. And I think some of the rest of us are too, as we chair committees in the legislature. So I'm swallowing hard when I hear you say add more tasks.
No, just for clarification.
Okay.
I'm asking the question, should there be more tasks? Or should we just stick with the plan? I mean, obviously, is there something missing? And I don't know.
Mr.
Better.
Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that the discussion this afternoon, and that was in the governance subgroup, was really heartening to me. And what I saw those small groups do is, for the first time, at least in my opinion, really start to gel, and a lot of similar language being used. And so that this maintains that positive energy, I'm wondering whether we should maybe start a focus more on what just happened, what we just got out of that meeting, because it seemed to me that kind of took us up to another level. I mean, I'll never have enough background. I just won't. There's just so much to understand and know, and I hope we can continue to get reality checks on what the reality and the true information and knowledge is. But I think if it were up to me, I would go back to those four statements that just got made and start to see where the groups fit into that, or if they don't fit in, to form a different way of going forward focused more on that, so that we can build on that, I guess, positive energy. And maybe the second thing that truly struck me over the last couple of days is we should be able to come up, as Professor Brigham said, we didn't do it yet, with what we think are the biggest issues, and then prioritize them, and then see maybe how those four statements we could come up with help us go forward. Maybe that's a limit. I mean, we can't get too broad, or we're not going to be useful for the legislature, for anyone. It's just my suggestion in terms of having felt, I've got to tell you all, it was a relief to see people I thought I would have opposing views to absolutely come right in at the same kind of thinking. It was really a wonderful experience. So, my idea.
Yes, Lawson. And then Nils.
I mean, it's difficult for all the working groups to get together, but it would seem that the task is to bring our each working group's considerations, issues, however you want to call them, to this Fairbanks meeting and brief them out like we did, 5 minutes apiece, pool them together, and then have a discussion about what's missing, which ones are important, some sort of prioritization. I mean, we have some good background material and discussion among the working groups. It would seem that we could, and then some of the groups have these issues already identified, that we bring them to Fairbanks, if not sooner, but I don't know if we can do it sooner. I don't know. That's seemed like the task of working groups I'm working in is to get those out. And maybe recommendations also, of course. But
yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's on our schedule here. That's what we need to get done in Fairbanks. Plus, I think more so, I think what we have to do is duplicate the conversation we had today, this morning, over many hours rather than just two or 90 minutes or whatever it was. So I guess in looking at the work plan schedule is that it's there might be something missing here, but this is probably a reasonable expectation of the commission over the next 1, 2, 3, 4 months.
Bob?
Yes, Nils.
So these public processes, it's clear as mud maybe, where we're going from here. So I heard a lot of different things kind of tossed back and forth, and we jumped around a little bit. So just so we're clear, the recommendations are actually the findings that you have, that's the heading. It's the findings that we're trying to produce from this. So the policy issues that we're talking about, identifying and then prioritizing, that's what are described in the work plan as recommendations. These are the findings from each of the work groups. And I don't know that there's any more work needed or additional tasks needed for any of the working groups. The plan, the work plan schedule that's laid out basically shows that between now and Fairbanks, we continue working on the findings that groups have started on, or start working on findings if you haven't started on them. And then in Fairbanks, we'll spend the time to go through, refine, prioritize, et cetera, and pull together a final findings kind of document. Does that sound right?
Just in terms of taking Mills's thought a step further, on number three, and this is semantics, of course, but I see action items. Number four, I see just simply a list. But I'd like to get some edification on number three, period, and why it is that we would want to bring a list of action items to the legislature without having a final report in place. Is that for the reason of bringing this to the legislature a year early for their contemplation or consideration? Is that the intent behind number three? Yeah.
Yes, is that you know, we may want that we may want legislative action. We may want to present them with a goal that they could endorse. You know, these are possibilities, I guess, is a way of doing it. You know, we're going to want to ask them to do something.
Thank you, and that gives me some more clarity, because that also tells me then that there's more weight prescribed to the preliminary report than maybe I originally had understood.
Absolutely. And then we'll go. I think Stephanie had a question there, or a comment, is that yes, I think the preliminary report is actually going to, in a lot of ways, is going to be for this current legislature a key report for them, because we're going to I would hope that we're going to ask them to do something, because come January 2015 we're basically, we have a new crew, you know, a few new members, and it'll be another educational process. So I'm hoping that we bring something to them that says to this current legislature, this is what we found, these are the things that need to be done, and we can work with the governor, and we can work with our federal partners, but we got to make some demands as well to our federal partners. But at the same time, this is an internal document back to the legislature saying what we need to do to be an equitable partner in Arctic policy shaping and decision making.
I guess I would just say that I think that's a good approach. I like that. I think that makes sense to me. And I think that further sort of amplifies the need to have this discussion that we're talking about in Fairbanks.
Stephanie, and then Kathy Giesel.
Thank you. I guess I've only been involved maybe one other one that had recommendations, and that was the Salmon Task Force that was legislatively created. And we had to deliver a report, but I can't remember to who. I mean, I know it went to the legislature, but is it to a particular committee? Because what happened with the Salmon Task Force recommendations was if a legislator didn't want to pick up and forward that, it didn't get forwarded. So it wasn't really, I mean, it was an individual legislator that thought, yes, this was a good idea, and then did the groundwork on legislative language and looking at the regulatory structure. And, you know, so I guess I'm wondering, the preliminary report, why is it preliminary if that's it? I mean, what is going to be the next step after January, from January 14 to January 15? What will we be doing if you intend that there would be action in this next legislature on a preliminary report? And if you could just help me understand who we delivered this to. Will it be to a particular committee? Will it be, you know, filed? Because we met the requirement in the resolution to meet that deadline. I'm just not clear on who's going to get it, and then who's going to pick up the ball and implement it.
Thank you.
And then what will happen between 2014 and 2015?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen after January 2014, and what our colleagues say, and what other people that will read the document will say. But you know, obviously they're going to have comment about where the holes are and who do you think you are? And so the Senate President and the Speaker of the House, of course, it was Gary Stevens and Mike Chenault. Well, Mike Chenault's still around, and the Rules Chair, which is my co-chair, we're committed. It will get attention because there's too many things, and the laundry list is long, is that affecting Arctic policy. Senator Giesel's lined out a few yesterday to Brendan. I'm going to deal with Eisenbeck tomorrow. I mean, we have so many things that are directly connected to our lack of or our work on Arctic policy. There's going to be a lot to do in the following year. There's no question about it. It's too dynamic. And, you know, having conversations with Stephanie Moreland, I mean, some days you wonder if she still has hair on her head because of the frustration that she's having in engaging in these conversations on so many levels. And so we have more than enough. In my opinion, we have a lot of work to do. Yes, Stephanie.
Thank you. I think that there's a lot of issues that we do need to sort through and that are going to take a lot of discussion, but there's also some confusion that I think could be easily fixed or resolved, and I would ask that the chairs consider requesting the executive director to interpret the founding documents of this commission and just do a plain English write-up of what the commission was tasked to do and produce. And I understand the landscape has changed and that the federal policy is moving along quickly and that now there's an additional product of shaping recommendations to the federal government. And I'm not questioning that in any way, but it was my understanding in looking at what formed this commission that there would be a report created for January 2014 with findings and that the action items in developing the path forward and policy and considerations for the legislature was what was going to occur for January 2015. And it would be helpful to me just to get that common understanding in writing of what our plan is in a little bit more detail.
No, that's a good request, and I'll ask Nikush to do it in quote-unquote plain English, is about what the resolution called us for to do, given that things have changed. So, and I'll reinforce her comments from yesterday, is that she is going to engage in one-on-one conversations with each one of the commissioners so that over the next several days and weeks is that she needs to have these conversations with each one of you. And so it's going to be a busy time for her, but we'll add that to our list of things to do, Stephanie. Chris Laddick, and then Kathy Giesel.
As long as we're in staff tasking.
Okay.
And
you'd know how to delegate?
Well, I think it would be good, and I tossed this out to the commissioners, wouldn't it be good to have the background information from what the state is doing and what is the governor's stance on Arctic policy? Do we want to just have that for ourselves, or do we want to put it in this document, or what? I mean, because the state has a lot going on, we know. And what are the initiatives they're taking? I think it would be, I would like to know all of those, a list of those.
I think you can answer that question, right?
That was a question that I actually posed this morning, I think, of how we want to handle that, whether we want a standalone document on state activities related to these issue areas or whether it would be more helpful to have departments be working directly with the policy teams. And I think that it has been effective where it's been occurring to have department and myself interact directly with policy teams on issue areas of particular interest. If we want to revisit that and handle it as a standalone, I'm happy to accommodate.
Well, I think, Chris, is that, yes, you know, we'd like to know, and is how can – though it's a legislative-led commission, and we're going to have our own separate path, and the governor is, but are they going to complement each other? I hope so. Senator Giesel.
Thank you. First comment, I want to go back to what Stephanie Madsen questioned. She asked, where will these reports go? Just to update the information, Senator Stevens is no longer the president of the Senate.
Yeah.
Senator Huggins is, and he takes a significant interest in what this commission is doing. I frankly report to him regularly, and I pledge to this commission that my Senate Resources Committee will definitely review this. I know that Senate State Affairs Committee is also very interested in what we turn out, so the report will certainly be viewed by those two committees and whoever else Senator Huggins wants to see the report. So it won't get lost on the Senate side, and I wouldn't think it will on the House side either with the co-chair here driving it. My question is, I'm looking here at September on the document that says Commission Work Plan Schedule, and the middle bullet says presentation to constituent meetings hosted by each commissioner, update on where we're at in the process and discussion of priorities. What does that mean?
I can define that.
It must have his fingerprints on it.
Right. So I think that bullet means that most of each of us represent a constituency. So, for instance, I represent International Arctic Organizations, and there are mineral, et cetera. So I think this was just an encouragement to make sure we were checking in with our constituencies to make sure that we had incorporated their input and gone beyond North Slope Borough to all the boroughs and cities along in the Arctic, et cetera. So this was just, I think, an encouragement that we've checked in and kind of crossed that T, as it were. So I think for legislators, it's probably not, it won't have the same ramifications as it will for public members who are representing a broader community. So I think that's what that was.
Denise and Stephanie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Also, when you're looking at our governing documents, can you also look at the Northern Waters Task Force report? Because on page 7, there's a whole bunch of recommendations that said what this commission should be looking at besides the Arctic and the OCS, visiting with the federal government and stuff like that. So just
yes, that, I can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
That's great.
So just on that point is that we're going to have a more complete document for your UFA meetings, but is our, to date, are they, they're watching this per your reports? I mean, they're not seeing that there's, they're not screaming out loud saying you forgot about us or anything?
As we said, the fisheries really haven't had an opportunity to really meet in any deliberative fashion, so I've been reluctant to give them, you know, the background. I think that many of my constituents are going to understand the background. It's going to be the recommendations and the things that they're that's really going to take note a little bit more. So I can't say that I've done that, no.
So I guess that, that raises a good point, and I'm glad it brought up, is that going back to your relative your constituents is probably should be more rather than less, just to check in with them and see if we're going the right way.
So I was going to say something before answering that question, but it sounded like for the in the recommendations language, the action items were maybe problematic, and so maybe that is a little bit inaccurate, and maybe we need better definition of what really we're putting in there. I think what this reflects is a lot of the work that came out in earlier reports. People, I would say, you know, jumped into here, we need to recommend this, and we're going to do this, and we need an icebreaker, et cetera. So those all seemed like some kind of action items. If that's not the right terminology, then we should probably correct that, because I do think that in this coming year, we're probably going into further detail based on what we come up with this fall. A second point, maybe. I think Representative Cortullu, you talked about the guiding principles that we just developed in the vision statements, and I think you're absolutely correct that we need to take what we just did and in our next work group meetings reflect on that and how do we fit into that or not, what are we missing, what doesn't need to be part of that conversation, et cetera. But that should inform the findings, really, so I appreciated that. And then, Stephanie, I don't know if you got an answer for whether it's a one-page document or filtered. Do you feel like you got a good direction on that?
On the
State of Alaska
state section?
So
it's my understanding now that we would do a short section under the governance on the state, including some key components that relate to this group from the Constitution and ILCA, the kinds of things that really guide and overarch everything. And then we would work with policy teams to enhance background section to include state activities of particular interest to the subject areas. And then anybody who wants more on big picture policy activities particularly relevant to the Arctic, we are working on that because we've been intersecting with federal government on that and expect to have some kind of product that wasn't targeted to this group specifically but will be relevant to Chris's question.
Very good. Yes, Senator.
Mr. Chair, will we be getting a copy of what we worked on in that other room, the four global statements that were derived?
Yeah.
The other
Christian
thing.
Christian's right there.
Okay.
We can get the... Nikush, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll distribute it as soon as we get them.
And could I get Nikush's email address at some point as well, since she'll now be part of my team meeting?
You bet.
Thank
yep.
you.
Cell number, address.
I don't need the cell number. Email works.
Okay. I think Duan sent it out, but I'll have her send it out. Okay. I'll ask her to send it out again to the group. I think there's a 4:15 flight that I'm going to have to get on, so some of us are going to have to leave, but I did want to clarify or get some feedback from you that we're all about what I heard in the conversation. So I think as we move towards the October meeting in Fairbanks, each of the policy teams are going to come up with their key issues, which they may already have, but we're going to so they're going to have those sort of ready and prioritized in some way, and then we're going to come together in Fairbanks and discuss those. Is that sort of what everyone is thinking?
Representative Katula.
Then again, though, Nikush, is that these conversations that you're going to have with commissioners will just have to, that's what you'll talk about, I hope, is the
right.
workload that we got to get ready for Fairbanks.
Right.
Okay. Yes, Stephanie, and then Beth.
I think we have a date, but I heard maybe a two-day meeting, and for fisheries, as you know, we kind of start getting meeting frenzy, and I know that that's AFN week, and I'm not sure how hard it will be to get room reservations
and
all that.
We already blocked out the pikes.
For 2 days? For a two-day meeting?
For two nights, yeah. So we'll have Juwan follow that up, but what we were looking at was the 22nd was a travel day and the 23rd was a work day. But I, considering what we've learned over the last couple of days is that maybe 21 should be a travel day, or if you can get there early in the morning on the 22nd. But I envision nearly 2 days of work in Fairbanks, 22, 23. And AFN has said that they will give us a slot on the 24th to make a presentation to them.
So I'll just adjust my schedule, but the meeting that I'll have to get the report to is the 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Sitka. But I guess we'll do our work, and I'll be fresh to report and arrange my report for the 24th.
Okay. Yes, Lisa.
Just so I'm clear, we had some discussion about issues and considerations and as an intermediate step to recommendations. Do we need to be working on both for Fairbanks or just the issues prioritized? As I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Issues, right? Well, issues is going to tap. We need to be ready for Fairbanks. Issues has got to be a priority. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't stop you from working on recommendations as well. But right now, I think issues is clearly bubbled to the top.
Yeah, I would agree. We need to have some time to have the recommendations if we're going to meet a
right.
some type of January goal.
Beth?
No,
okay. All right.
So maybe, I think maybe a revised work plan or schedule with some clarity on some of these, on the terminology used, because we're still moving between recommendations, issues, findings, et cetera. So maybe, Nikush, you could clarify what's expected of commissioners. We also didn't put sideboards or guiding principles for internal organization and how we produce those findings that Representative Edgman brought up earlier. So we might want to talk about that offline at some point or in some kind of forming. What kinds of findings are we talking about? Should they be politics neutral? Should they be budget friendly, et cetera? So that might help groups in their determination of findings. That would, just, I think, maybe be good follow-up.
Yeah, I'll follow up with each of the commissioners on that point specifically.
So I know some need to go for the afternoon flight. Do you want to conclude with final comments? Hometown city manager, anything, final comments?
Sure. Thank everybody for coming to Onalaska. It's a long way to come. Thank God we had good weather and no one stuck here for the next 3 days. That's always a pleasant surprise. So thanks to everyone for coming out.
Beth? Yeah.
Thank you. No, thank you to Onalaska and Dutch Harbor and to all of you. It was really a good experience, and I'm looking forward to working with you more.
Liz.
Oh, just thank you. It was awesome to get out here to this area of the state. Never been here. Appreciated the discussion today, both in the morning and the afternoon, and conversations from yesterday. Looking forward to the meeting in October.
The former representative of Onalaska.
We'll see what the future brings too, right? I want to thank the the folks from Alaska for hosting this meeting. I wasn't here for the entire meeting, but my one comment would be that I feel we've made really good progress. This is a big group of people. This is a big task in front of us. Nobody ever said that there was a script as to how to do it A to Z, and we're kind of, I think, finding our way to that through that process, and I think we'll make more progress on Fairbanks, but I feel good about this meeting. So thank you.
I'll echo some of the comments that were already made. I think that we've had some good quality time together at this meeting, and I feel like I know everyone a lot better, and I really appreciate that. And it's fun because it does really feel like, even though there's a lot of work to do, I feel like we're all really close to being on the similar set of pages. And so I have a lot of hope for our ability to pull this off, and that's exciting.
Thank you. Senator?
Chris, thank you for hosting us. I enjoyed these past few days and the tours you took us around. This is the one part of Alaska I've not spent any time in, so thank you. Please thank the mayor for us and also the assembly members that showed up. It's been great. So thanks for a very profitable meeting.
Denise?
I echo the senator's appreciation and look forward to the next meeting. Thank you again.
So in 2014, Bering Straits is probably looking pretty good for a meeting location. So, Stephanie?
Just thank the I guess I expected more, Chris, but I'm just teasing. I know what the city's capable of doing. I guess the one thing that I really want to say is I really appreciate your staff. I know Sandy's not here right now, but without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to do our work. And I, they're very patient when they're trying to organize meetings and get responses, and I appreciate the process side of things. So, and I am excited about kind of getting a little bit clearer and what you're asking us to do.
Lisa?
Hard to say what hasn't already been said before, but I'm just very thankful to have come to Alaska. It's wealth of resources here that I don't usually fit in the type of resources that I get to go visit and be around. So it's a real treat to come here and see what's here in a different part of the state. And I've enjoyed the last couple of days, and I am optimistic as well. We're getting there, and good conversation, and we just need to have a lot more of it.
I'm happy to have adopted a new bar, new standard for buffets. This is really great, and I appreciate the. I meant a new bar like this. A new standard for buffets. It's going to be hard to beat. And I appreciate the communication this week. If there's anything that we can do to help ensure that people are informed, getting the information they need about state government or activities in the Arctic or a status update on communications we're having with federal government on Arctic, please do feel free to call. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for talking about protocol. My intent with that is simply to connect people with the right folks at the right time and take advantage of material they've already been asked to produce. We'll try to get through this as efficiently as possible.
Thank you. Chris?
Yeah, as a member of the seafood industry, I'm delighted that we were able to have a meeting here in Dutch Harbor so folks could see the number one fishing port, and I thank our hosts for being so gracious. I really feel like we made some major headway these last 2 days. I think we had some really constructive dialogue, and I'm looking forward to continuing to move the ball forward.
Thank you. Steve.
I wanted to thank our gracious hosts first and foremost. This is my first time to on Alaska, and it's a very beautiful and impressive place. So thank you to the city, and thank you to all the staff for all the behind-the-scenes work. I wanted to echo those comments of the staff of this commission and of the legislative members do great work thanks to our audio guys as well today. We appreciate all your work too. So, thanks.
Go ahead, Neil.
Just I think one of the comments from yesterday's listening session where somebody said they were surprised to learn the Aleutians were part of the Arctic. I hope that you know, our work here and in the future will remind people of that and reinforce it.
Okay.
Thank you again, Chris. It's great to be back after about 20 years. Dutch Harbor's changed a lot. And to the folks that this is really my first ex officio membership to the meeting in Washington, we say watching the sausage get made, but I think in Alaska, it's figuratively and literally watching the surimi get made. So thank you for working with me on that.
Oh, God, that's a great analogy. After going over the Unicy, yeah. Well, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for the work that you're doing for this. As like Bryce said, this is not an easy task, and the more we learn, the more we're finding out it's not easier. So, yes, to the LA geeks over there with the audio, thanks a lot. Many of the staff are not here in the room, but thanks to them. As you know, there's a beautiful young woman that's this is her hometown. Dewan has done a great job as logistics coordinator, and then Chris, as always, outstanding. The community and of course the work you do, and they're lucky to have you. And so I really appreciate it, Larry, and Molly, Sarah. Senate President Drew Pierce, who is the godmother of Marine pilots. So, and then Jim, thank you, and Senator Staff. Yep. So, anyway, appreciate it. We're lucky to have this woman here next to me, Nakush, and she'll be getting conversations with you, and we'll see you in Fairbanks.
better in here than in your room.
Yeah.
Your room is a lot better.
Did you live at North State maybe have our meeting until our
you have the cable box dug out yet?
There was no version, huh?